Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Marketing Monday. This is Conversations on Mindset to Marketing with Erin Newman and myself, Anna Bangulin. Erin is a spiritual business coach and authentic marketing mentor for heart-centered entrepreneurs. She helps women business owners to move through fears, discover the courage, and finally feel enough in life and in business. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. This is great. All the technical stuff that has to happen. Bing, bang, and bang. Anyway. You and I have been talking about doing this show, and I did this thing. It's probably been, gosh, a couple of years, and I chatted with you about it, and I love that we're bringing it back. It just feels really good to.
Yeah, I'm just super excited. These are my fave topics. So,
so we were talking. It's like, what are we going to? It's mindset. We're going to talk about mindset today. So,
Yeah, and I loved how you mentioned, you know, what is it that people want when they're first getting started? You know, what do they think they need when they're first getting started with a business? And to me, you know, I really feel like all of the pieces around marketing are very much learnable things. You know, none of them are rocket science. you know, they're just learning those little pieces, but it's really about creating that mindset that says, okay, this is something I can do. This is something I can go out and learn. Or if it's not something that's going to be an integral part of my business, then this is something that I can go out and outsource, you know? But creating that mindset of, yes, I can do this is, to me, so much more important than the individual marketing pieces or aspects or tools that are super fun and exciting, but, you know, it's more about how do I create a business that's authentically me and that takes into account, mm-hmm. yes, all these things are really awesome and cool, and let's create a sales funnel, let's get your autoresponder up and running, but is that a part of my vision and what I want to do going forward?
And now I get that because I don't know why it's like I've had my current business now for, you know, 30 years, and marketing has changed over those 30 years, obviously. I mean, we now have the internet, and that mindset piece is huge. I think you and I were chatting a little bit, and I talked about, you know, shifting what I'm doing, and, you know, mm-hmm. it's really important that we do that, because if we don't set that foundation – we don't have that foundation or set that foundation first. Everything else, the energy and everything else is, you know, different. And
right.
that's the biggest thing that I think for people to allow, I guess the best word I want to use is flow. Use the flow mm-hmm. of the positive mindset that you have. And even, like you said, even if you don't know how to do those things, but you know you want to start a business or grow your business, it's really knocking the fear out of that and getting the I am this, and I can do this, and all mm-hmm. the, you know, the words. I'm all about the words, what we're saying, not only to other people, but what we're saying primarily to ourselves. That's a big
exactly.
deal.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like you said, you know, it starts with, or at least it did for me, it started with noticing the words I was saying to others first. That's where the awareness mm-hmm. first came in of like, oh, I'm saying these things that I don't want in my life. You know, why am I complaining about these things that I don't want there anymore? You know, I'm bringing that energy in. And then it went into, okay, well, what are the thoughts that I'm telling myself? You know, can I catch them? Can I see them? Can I hear them? And I would say it's very hard to do it while you're in that moment of fear or doubt
yeah.
or hesitation. Yeah. You know, I for me, I have to sit down and journal them out and kind of figure out, like, okay, why am I hesitating around this? What's the, you know, anytime I find myself procrastinating about something, I have to go into, what is this really about? You know, because procrastination is never actually about, oh, I don't have time for that. It's like, well, you had time to, you know, binge watch Netflix last night, so you have time for this. So what is it really about? And it's, to me, procrastination is always about fear, you know?
Right.
And it might not be a fear that sounds normal even. It might be a fear like, oh, I'm actually really afraid to be big, you know, because when I become big, when I show myself to others, then they have a chance to cut me down, you know? Then those childhood fears start popping up of, you know, don't get too big for your britches, or who do you think you are, you know? Or I was talking to a client yesterday, and it was about don't be a show-off, you know? Don't show them that you're too confident. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anytime for me that procrastination hits, it's like, let's go into this. What is this? What, you know, what is this showing to me about my fears and about myself and about, really, it's always about that deep childhood shit that you're going to have to work through again and again. You know, all those lessons we learned consciously or subconsciously about what it means to show up in the world, like you're gonna have to do that every single time you put yourself out there. And like you said, that might be now, that might be on social media, or that might be going to a networking event, or whatever it is around showing up in our business that we know is valid and useful. Hey, I'm gonna have to work through those fears first, and not only one time, but probably the next time too, you know.
Well, we were talking about this last night. We have to realize that our paradigms as children are the things that we were taught even as children stop us as an adult.
Oh yeah,
that's so huge.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I was cutting you off.
I was gonna say those are some of the most deep rooted. Those are some of the most deep rooted programs that we have running.
Yeah, and we don't see them, right?
Right.
Like, we don't even know that they're there. Like, we just assume that they're true. I mean, one of the ones that I always have to work through is the beliefs around money and how money has to be really earned. Like, it has to be a struggle to earn money.
Right.
You know? And mm-hmm. we don't even see that as a belief system because it's so ingrained in our culture, and it's so ingrained in our, you know, puritanical Judeo-Christian paradigm that we don't even notice it's there. It's just like, oh, of course you have to work really hard to get money, you know, and to challenge those things and to sort of see what, you know, that what they call like the writing on the wall. Like, it's hard to even see it because it's so... it's been there so long, you know.
Yeah, and it, some of it we don't know. Like, it's our subconscious mind,
right?
Going over,
right?
One of the I was talking about this with some friends last night because I was raised in a religion that said, "Don't be successful. You know, be humble unto God and do God's work." And what does that mean? And it's really rough when you are owning your own business. And you, I think about it because I've, you know, run my own business for 30 years, and there's as soon as you make money, you really kind of want to get rid of it. It's like, I'm not supposed to have this. And so becoming aware of those paradigms, that's why I stress that, because a lot of people think, well, you know, I'm an adult now and I'm going to start doing this. This thing, you know, I'm going to start my own business, or I'm going to take my hobby and take it to the next level, and something absolutely stops them. And I remember I had somebody come into my studio one day, and the guy he did sales, so he was going from door to door, he was soliciting from door to door, and he stood there and he said, you know, one day I want to have my own business. He goes, what does it take? And we looked at him and we just said, it takes guts. Like, it just takes guts to push through all that stuff that can knock you down. I mean, and it's all primarily, I want to say it's all internal, because obviously I know you as well are from the belief that your thoughts create your reality.
100%.
It has to start. Yeah, it has to start there, because if you go and you try to do something externally and you don't have the belief that you can follow through or that you can make it, then you're going to stop yourself. Like you said, procrastination, it's just big red light. And again, it's why. And it could be, for me, it was about religion. It was about an ingrained belief in a religion that I no longer practice. It doesn't make sense sometimes. And you wonder why you're not moving forward, or the paradigm of so many people are in a J-O-B that it takes care of all their physical needs, you know, whatever their bills are and all that stuff, but yet their soul is not being fed because they want to be somewhere else. So I always say pay attention to those things too, because Source will find a way to move you whether you think you want to be moved or not. And that's why people are like, you know, they get downsized or they lose their, you know, they lose their job, get downsized, whatever it is. They're like, what just happened? And it's like, take a look at your thoughts. Were you kind of not wanting to get up in the morning to go to your job? Was there something at work you were kind of complaining about? Maybe not even externally. It's in your head.
Right.
Again,
and then
your head.
Energy. Yeah, and then your energy is showing that. I mean, the people around you know when you don't want to be there. I mean, it's not like a big secret. You know, you can look around and say, okay, who's really invested in what we're doing here and who's not? And that isn't even a knock on the person who's not invested. I mean, I was actually twice in a row let go of from different companies. And looking back, I'm like, well, duh. I mean, you know, I from the very beginning, I remember saying, like, right out of college, going straight into this job, and it was a great job. And I remember saying to people, like, oh, this is it? Like, this is what we do every day? Like, I was very, very confused by it. Like, this is what we went to college for, and, you know, we're striving for this whole time. Now we just kind of do this, guys? And I was asking those questions for years until I became an entrepreneur, really, because it had always been in me to do my own thing, be my own boss, you know, not take direction from anybody. but I think that was pretty evident early on, you know, in these companies. It was kind of like, no, I don't actually want to be here. I don't really want to be here, you know, and I was not self-aware enough at the time to say, like, okay, well, I can go out and do this on my own. You know, even though I knew back then, I want to be a teacher, I want to be a leader, I want to be empowering women. I knew even then, because I would always ask the consultants that came in, you know, for various reasons, like, how are you doing what you do? This is what I want to do. And I think, honestly, I needed those life experiences. I needed those JOBs to, I wouldn't have been ready back then to step out on my own, you know. But yeah,
well,
I think
to the appreciation factor,
right? Right, this is all happening, unfolding exactly as it should. And you know, and I think what you were saying about people who ask what does it take to start your own business, what does it take to be successful, and I also want to say there that sometimes I feel like people are waiting until they feel ready, until they feel 100% confident. You know, like that guy who asked you, he probably went home that night and thought, like, okay, well, at some point in time, there'll be this magical piece of me that returns or clicks on or says, oh, now you're ready. Like, there'll be this burning bush. There'll be the sign from God that says, now it's time. And I just want to say to anybody out there, that's not true. There will never be a magical point in time. The stars will never align. It's kind of like having kids, you know. You just have to say, I'm doing this anyway. But like, that's the only difference, is I'm getting started. And I don't, and I'm getting started in a bigger way than I had been before, you know, because I think a lot of people spend time in the research mode and in the you know, I'm going to explore all these avenues and see which one would be the most successful and which one would be the best for me. Like, really just pick the one that you're being called to right now. And that's it. Like, stop looking 30 years in the future. Stop looking 5 years in the future. Just pick it for right now and get started.
Yeah. Be present.
Be present.
Be present.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting when you were saying earlier that when you had your J-O-B, you would say, really, this is what we're doing? And those are questions. And they're not only questions that you're asking you, your physical you, but they're questions that you're asking your source self, your connection to source. And so when we ask those questions, regardless of whether or not we speak them out loud, there's an energy about that. And then source says, okay, yeah, here you go. Try this. You know, take this next step. Learn this next process. I could not have started my print studio if I had not had the experiences in my JOBs with the ad agencies and the production agencies that I worked with. I learned so much. I learned so much about production. I learned so much about layout and composition and all the things that I needed to know so that when I started my own business, I actually knew how to set up certain things and I didn't have to do that research. And it was interesting how, you know, I look back at it now and think, wow, it lined up. You know, and it was easy. But I didn't, of course, when I first started, didn't make it easy, right? You're like, had that mindset of, oh my God, I'm not making any money. Oh my God, what's going on? You know, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. And I have to, you know, it's the attitude of gratitude and appreciation of where you are now. So if you're in a job now and maybe you're not super happy with it, it's like, what is it that you're gleaning from that job?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be able to take away? And it could be an experience of how you're going to treat your employees because you're not being treated that way. Or maybe you are being treated that way, but you want to take it a step up. There's so many things. I had, when my print studio was really large, and I had employees, and eventually I downsized it, and they went off, excuse me, and got other jobs and did other things, actually had one of them start her own company because she couldn't work for somebody else because I ran my shop differently. There's nobody that runs my studio because I run it equally with people. I don't have people that work for me, and there was a huge difference in there. It was a way that there was camaraderie. I would get back there with everybody else. You know, if we needed to get a project out, I was, you know, rolling up my sleeves. I didn't expect them to do everything. And I think it was very different where a lot of places you go is very production oriented. So that to me, that was a compliment. Somebody said, well, you know, she's your competition now. I'm like, no, she's not. You know, she'll have a different client base. She's going to do things differently, run her business differently.
Right.
So, no, even if you have, I mean, you and I, we do similar things, you know, and it's amazing how, you know, you and I are having this conversation, and it's not about competing for that client, but it's about how can we serve each other so that we can help each other move to the next step or the next level of our business.
Right.
When we understand
that
and disregard the word, even disregard the word competition, because nobody does it like you.
Nobody's going to do it like you. Right.
You're unique.
And the people, and the people that want you and not somebody else. So I was at a really interesting networking event the other day where they were talking about that. Like, not only have you met, you know, people to collaborate with here, but have you met your competitors? Because I think it really does happen that, you know, like you said, we're all, you know, raising each other up. It's not about that competition, but it's also, you know, just on a really like earth level, your competitors are going to have clients that don't fit for them. And if they know who you are and they know the kind of work you do and they know that you're a good person, hopefully that's included in their reckoning, but then they're going to send you those people that aren't a good fit for them. They're going to say, you know, and I do this all the time with the coaching world. I'm like, this person is not right for me, but hey, please go check out these guys, and I'll put their names and email addresses in an email to the client that wasn't perfect for me, and I'll say, please go find these people. They are great at what they do, and they sound like they're going to be more of a fit for you, you know, especially if it's more sort of career job switch kind of path. that's probably not going to be the best fit for me and what I do, because I'm really interested in, let's get this passion of yours started. Let's get this business up and running. Let's get it, you know, let's get it aligned with who you are and bringing all of your gifts to the table, you know. So that isn't necessarily where everyone is right now, but that's
right.
where I help. So, or am
and that's
most interested
idea.
In helping.
That's your ideal client. And that's so important for people to understand, because if you took that client that didn't fit you, you're taking up, you're literally taking up energetic space and physical space working with something that doesn't quite mesh. And so when you allow that person to move on and help them find the perfect, you know, coach or consultant or whoever they need, you're actually opening up an opportunity for yourself. And I think once we understand how energy flows, it becomes it's so powerful when you just allow that to allow things to come to you. And I think that's one of my biggest probably one of the biggest things that I had been blocking for myself, was feeling like I had to take all the projects that came my way. And I realized that, no, I don't. I want to do the ones that, in a way, feel good. And like really checking into the thought of, how do I feel about doing this project?
Mm-hmm.
And that when that happens and you can say no, and because the tough part for me was when I let go of some huge projects that brought in a lot of money. And I had to say, do these projects serve me? Do they really feel good when I complete them and I feel like I'm putting it out into the world? And the answer was no. And a lot of people thought I was insane because I hold on to this just for the dollar sign, because it's not going to serve me. And I'm not allowing those perfect clients to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come in, it's amazing what happens and how you might think, oh, I have this client. I have a client that I would meet with maybe twice a year. Now we meet every month. And it's different. It's like, wow, I never knew that this company needed me in this capacity. And what else can I serve you with? And so even the existing ones now, and having that expansion of being able to serve them in not just one particular way, but be able to help them with different parts of their business. And it's just a really, for me, because I stand back and I observe. I don't know if you do that, Erin. I just stand back and observe sometime and take a look at what's happening around me and with my life and how it's shifting and changing. And I just get tickled, because I know I didn't get out there and quote unquote pound the pavement to find it. You know, it just showed up. And that's the cool part.
I would say that's still a huge learning for me, is that aspect of not doing, you know, not having to force and push and try to move the pieces towards me instead of just allowing, you know, what does that really look like? And in fact, I had my laptop was gone this last, it's still gone actually, was gone this last week being worked on, or it's a long story, but the old one was being worked on and stuff being moved to the new one. So I've been laptopless for like 5 days or so, and it is freaking my shit out. Yes. It was like every fear there of, oh, you're not doing enough. Oh, you're not posting enough. Oh, you're not enough. Was there, and having to work through that piece and say, you know what? My ideal clients are finding me from other methods that I don't even know about, you know, referrals or networking or those things that I don't have any control over, really, other than when I have a client in front of me, showing up to, you know, the 100%est I can. The rest of it, I don't really have any control over, you know, what they do and who they tell about our work together. Like that's just the power of the universe working. So, that's been a huge learning, and it's really inspiring to hear you say that. And I think it is so hard as entrepreneurs to say, no, you're not my ideal client. It's hard to say those words to somebody, you know, and to, I mean, not in that form, but to tell them like, hey, I think you'd be better suited for X, or this person could help you more here, because we know that if we work with that person and it's not an ideal situation, we're not going to get what we want out of it, and they're not going to get what they want out of it. You know, they're going to be needing something different from us than we can actually give. And yeah, it just feels yucky. And I've had, you know, I think you get to a point in your business where you've had enough of them that you start recognizing within, really within the first few moments, I can start, no, let me rephrase that. Even before I get on the phone with somebody, I'm really starting to be able to tell from, I have a questionnaire that I ask people to fill out before we get on a phone call. And I can tell from things in that questionnaire, okay, this person is not, either they're not really ready for life coaching. You know, sometimes they actually need therapy, which happens. And and sometimes it's and both, you know, but sometimes it's really, okay, you need to be sitting down with a therapist, and that's cool. And then sometimes I can just tell, like, hey, our energy is not going to align. This is not going to be a good fit. But I still get on those phone calls still, you know, and it's like, okay, you have to be tuned in even in those pre-phone call conversations that you're having, and noticing like, this isn't the right energy, and saying this isn't where either one of us wants to be. So let's find different routes for both of us. Yeah, and I think, you know, I think, Anna, it might be really interesting to talk to people here about, well, okay, great, Anna and Aaron, you guys are talking about mindset and energy and all that stuff is really cool, but how do I actually get started? You know, what's the first thing I need to do? I don't know. Would that be, I'll throw that out to you first and see what you think.
Well, a lot of times what I do is sit down and you know, first of all, what is it that you want to do? Or even if they don't, really trying to find out what their niche is. But create a blueprint of how they want to go about, you know, marketing their business. I, of course, am an offline and online person. I'm all about promoting, you know, doing networking events. And, you know, again, that's a big deal for a lot of people, and the mindset around that. You know, if you don't have, if you don't want to go to a marketing event, don't go. Just don't go. My thing is, don't go. Unless you get yourself into a point where you're like, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to eat the hors d'oeuvres or whatever. I'm going to
drink
the water. It's going to be good. Yeah. Right. You're going to have fun. I'm going to meet new people. Get yourself into this little tizzy of, ooh, I'm going to have so much fun. Just go like it's a party, you know? So, and so unless you do that, don't go, because your energy is not going to flow there. You're not going to meet people. You know, it's, you lock yourself down. So, again, that's the piece that we were talking about. But I try to do sort of a blueprint of how you want to present yourself to a client. Find out where they're at. Do they already have a website? Are they using an auto? You know, all those lists are lists of things that, you know, these are things you're going to need to market yourself. Or if you want to market yourself online, per se, you know, or you want to do X, Y, Z, you know, it really depends on the business. But sit down and look at that and see what steps you need to take, and really create a, you know, whether it's an outline or a blueprint. You know, people are out there go, you know, we'll do a blueprint, we'll do an outline. But finding out what's comfortable for you, because a lot of people will find someone and this person says, you've got to do this, 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 and this.
Right.
And if you're not comfortable with, say, online, if you're not comfortable with Pinterest, don't use Pinterest.
Right.
You know, if you're not comfortable with social media, I mean, part of me is like, you know, well, yeah, if you want to be online, you got to kind of do But be picky.
Pick one at least.
Don't get overwhelmed with what's out there. Right. So make a list of the how you want to do your business, and really start creating it, journaling it. However, get that visualization going, and then really sit down, and here's the biggest thing, and you know this, I know this, the biggest thing is, especially if you're, it's about content. It's about creating content for your business. People need to get to know who you are. And when you're online and you can't physically go be in front of someone, how do you present yourself online? and how do you present what you're doing online. And not just in business, though, but also I'm a huge person of take a look at your life, because if you are on social media and you're bashing people and you've got a lot of negative
right.
stuff being thrown up there,
right.
people are going to take a look at the whole you, not
yep,
just the business
totally.
You.
Where
back in the day, when we didn't have this online stuff, you could hide behind your business and everything's happy, hunky-dory, and come and, you know,
right.
come and buy my widgets. But now, you're,
right.
you're on social media, you are exposed, and a lot of people have a fear of that. And so it's really finding out where your comfort zones are, what you want it to look like. When you decide you know, want to create an online presence, are you going to – and there are some people I know that only do Facebook marketing, and they do every – they don't even have a website. They're just on Facebook, and
yep.
it works for them.
Yep.
It's fine. And some people don't. But if you – are going to create, and if you're going to create a website, what's my visual look like? What are my words saying? What are my videos portraying? How am I showing people who I am through the photographs? Or, you know, and that's a, you know, it's like every time I'm talking here, I'm like, oh, we should talk about this. You know, because I could go into my brain all of a sudden is like click, click, click. So it's really important that people understand or really get their niche down as to what they, how they want to present themselves, who they want to be. Like you said, play around with who's your ideal client, because once you figure that out, when you start writing your marketing pieces or do your blogging or whatever it is that you're going to write, your articles, whatever, you want to talk to that person.
Right.
You want to
yeah.
really portray yourself
that
to that person.
That one
person. That one person, not the 10,000 or that you want on your list, or, you know, and just the one. So when you talk to that one person, it's a beautiful conversation. It's an intimate conversation, and people get that. And so
yep.
once you have that, then you're going to attract the people that you're supposed to attract. And that's the biggest thing. And get going. My thing is get going, because you can always course correct. You know, it's like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And
right.
get in motion.
Yeah.
Because you talked about the doing. The doing is important. Just do it inspired. Do it in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it from a place of resistance, because when you do that, you really just repel instead of allow. There's a huge
right.
difference. And when we have our energy, and our energy is kind of, you know, you're infinite, and I don't know, and oh my God, am I going to be able to, you know, coach this person for 3 months, and you know, I've got to ask for the money. Oh my God, I'm freaking out about that, you know. So
right.
all those fears start coming up. It's like, just calm yourself, because that's not the energy that you want to present when you talk to someone, or
well,
when
it's,
you're
it's not the energy that will work either. I mean, you're going to get then you're going to get other graspy, needy, desperate people
right.
who you don't
right.
want as your clients, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I always ask myself, and have my clients ask themselves, you know, when you talked about inspired action, it's always about what is my next best step? And
yes.
And if that answer has a should in it, like I should be on social media, I should be posting 20 times a day, or if it has a should in the answer, then I know we're not on the right track, because that is not your
right.
next best step, you know? And
yeah.
I always will also turn it around out, because they'll say, well, I don't know what my next step is. That's why I'm coming to you. I'm like, okay, well, what would you tell a friend if she said, I have this great idea, and, you know, here's where I am. What would you tell her? What does she need to do next? I'm like, oh, she needs to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, that's what we do. You know, that's our next
mm-hmm.
step then. And it's usually not, I need to post 20 times a day. Like, that's not usually the next step.
Yeah,
but it might be, and this is a realization I've had lately too. Is and I've been preaching this for so long that it's, I mean, of course, you know, we always teach what we need ourselves, but it might be that piece really isn't you. You know, I've been hearing from people for months, like, Erin, you should. There's that word. You should be on Instagram. And I hadn't really I wasn't on Instagram, so I hadn't really thought through, like, okay, what are the implications of a life coach and a business coach being on Instagram? And I actually just hired somebody to do it for me the other day because I realized, mm-hmm. like, I don't want to go down that black hole. Like, you know, I have enough black holes already. Like, I don't want to go down that black hole of Instagram and scrolling through people's feeds. So I hired somebody to help me. She's really organized. She's really a scheduler person, which is awesome. Because the answer to that question of what do I do next might be I outsource this. You know, this is
right.
This is something I know that I need in my business. And like you said, yes, I think unfortunately at least a presence needs to be there on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that presence needs to be, who am I? Like, they want to see behind the scenes. They want to, like you said, they want to get to know you, especially in these mm-hmm. service-based industries that we're in and that so many of us are starting. It's not just about, like, oh, can you put up a website for me? Or, oh, can you create my opt-in for me? It's who are you as a person? Because we're going to be working together mm-hmm. on some really intimate shit, you know? We're going to be talking about...
Mm-hmm.
Who is my ideal client? How do I represent myself to the world? What's the authentic me? What are my gifts? What's my magic? What, I mean, that's big stuff. Like, what am I really bringing into this world? And how do I want to showcase that? That's really huge, deep stuff. And so the person who wants to work with you around that wants to know, do you align with me? Do you resonate with me? Do you have the same values and the same idea for my business as I do and want the best for me? And so they're looking for that in your social media, which is a long way of me saying that the best next step might be I'm going to hire somebody to take care of these pieces for me. And I think that's maybe very scary for entrepreneurs. It was for me. I had to work through a lot of like, oh, I'm going to go pay somebody to do my stuff for me. And I'm going to, you know, why don't you do that yourself? You know, I had to work through all of that to get to a point of, look, this is not my zone of genius. You know, me mm-hmm. putting up Instagram posts is not my zone of genius.
Right.
You know, me talking with Anna on a live radio show, yeah, that's totally my stuff. but hiring somebody to do those pieces of my social media really felt right. And so I guess where I'm going with all that is that your, like you were saying, your next step is going to look very different from somebody else's. And
yes.
it should look different from somebody else's because we are all unique individuals and there isn't going to be, you know, Anna, I'm sure your email is probably filled with these same things of like, oh, the only 5-step system you'll need to gaining new clients or the, you know, the magical method I use to hit 6 figures or 7 figures or 8 figures or whatever. And
yeah. And
I always look at those and think, how can you claim that this is the only path and that there's only this one way? Like, it's so defeating to me. Like, there's
yeah.
a million ways, you know, to do that. And not only, I mean, that even calls into the whole question of like, well, is that our marker for success, you know? But, whew, that was a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, you, if you're like me, I like to go investigate and see what other people are doing and find out. And well, it helps me, but it also helps my clients. At the same time, you get
right.
so inundated
right.
with everybody else's stuff. So you have to pick and choose what you're paying attention to and really focus on your stuff. And I remember having a client come to me and, you know, she sent out sporadic emails, wasn't really consistent, and she wasn't really sure what to say. And so we just started talking, and so I started asking her questions, and she would answer my questions, and we were talking about essential oils, and we were talking about foot reflexology, and she was just, she just lit up. She was absolutely lit up. And so as I'm asking her questions about essential oils and foot reflexology, I said, okay, can you write down the answer that you just told me? And she said, well, sure, I can. And I said, okay, that's your email. That's your email to your
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
That is authentically you. People don't, you don't,
you know, there's so, you know, unless you're doing really honestly affiliate marketing, you don't want a templated email. You want to come from your heart and you really mm-hmm. want to talk to people or your ideal client through your emails. And I think people overthink it because it's really simple.
Right.
You don't need,
right.
It doesn't need, I mean, if you're quirky, be quirky, you know, it's okay because that's what people love about you. And that's what's going to pull people in. If you're not authentic in the things that you create out there, how do you expect to get that authentic client to come to you? How do you expect? One of my coaches said, you know, be a bowling ball in a bed. And I'm like, a bowling ball in a bed? And he's like, yeah, just be, you know, just sit there and be still. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, they will come to you. I was like, whoa, you know, how strange. It's like, just be still. Don't overthink it. Just allow it. And that is, and for me, that's huge learning because I'm the solution person. I, you know, my clients call me or someone's talking about something and immediately my brain goes to what's the solution? Where
mm-hmm.
is the solution here? How can we be of service? You know, and it's automatic, click, click, click. And I've really had to stop myself and say, whoa, am I putting energy into something that I don't need to? Nobody, you know, especially when someone doesn't ask. But you're just listening. Just listen and be, you know. And when they ask you, then answer or maybe help them with solution. If they don't, allow them to move on because they're going to find it somewhere. And, you know, may not be with you, maybe with somebody else. So be still.
Right.
And that's a huge, what he was saying was be still and allow that to come to you. A solution comes to you. You know, it's. There's so many possibilities in this world, and like you said, there's no one way. It's infinite. There are infinite possibilities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get to pick and choose your. You get to pick and choose where you want to go and how you want to present yourself, and I think a lot of people get stuck with that. I mean, I'm raising my hand to that because it's like, okay, you know, focus on. The one thing that you just really are thrilled with and excites you and how you can help people and it lights you up, it lights them up. What is that, you know? And I'll be honest, this I'm doing it right now. I love this. I love having these conversations because sometimes you have, you know, or you listen to a guru, let's put quotes around a guru, and it just seems so big, right? And I'm thinking, oh my God, I want to be where they are, and or but, you know, all the buts come in, and then it's like, wait, who do I really want to serve though? I want to serve the real people who are like myself, you know, because like you said, things
right.
that we're exploring and learning are things that we ourselves want to know and learn, and how can we pass that on to someone? And it's like there are people out there who are just like us and they're trying to find the answers and they're looking to the gurus and it's like, well, I'd love to, you know, pay $15,000 to have dinner with Bob Proctor, but really, you know, it feels really good. And I think I'll pass on that meal right now. So because it's realistically, am I ready for a Bob Proctor kind of meal? Because if you are following Bob Proctor, you know this guy is got some energy and power behind him, and you have got to be prepared for the movement that that's going to have in your life. And, you know, you talk about $15,000 going, whoa, that's a huge sum of money, and what's the energy behind that? So
right.
you really start taking
right.
a look at the energy behind everything. When you're ready to energetically have that big dinner, then something big is going to happen. So
yeah.
We've got to prepare our foundations, folks. We've got to be authentically us and choose that direction. Things will show up. Things, people, places, solutions are going to show up. Just know that. And, you know, just be you. Just be you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, to ping off your conversation with the woman who was stumped about right to write in her emails, you know, we all go through those times where we're kind of staring at the blank page, and I would like to think I have less of them than most, but they happen, you know, and what I always come back to our two kind of mantras, which one of them is, I don't have to be an expert. You know, the word expert gets tossed around in the online world, and there's a lot of stuff about you have to claim your expertise. And I really think that's bullshit. Like, I really think that you just have to put out there what you know and speak, like you said, just be you, just speaking from that authentic place of you, not trying to be an expert, in fact, because, I mean, who wants to be patronized to and, you know, talked down to and treated as less than in that role, whatever role you're in. So let go of that idea that you have to be an expert. Let go of the idea that you have to say something monumental and hugely game-changing. You know, it can just be about, oh, here's how you can use frankincense to cure your cold. Or, you know, it doesn't have to be this, oh, my God, I changed the world with this email kind of email. It's just an update from you. You know, it's just a, like you said, letting people in, letting them get to know you, letting them know who you are. So let go of the word expert when you're trying to write content. Let go of the word mastery when you're trying to write content. Let's let go of the word qualifications or expertise or any of those things that we build around the service that we're providing. You know, I hear from so many women who are like, well, you know, I'm not really qualified. And I don't even, like, what do you even mean? Like, what does that even mean?
What does that mean?
Like, we have, right. We have to start from somewhere, you know? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You're qualified.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I wouldn't go in and do brain surgery, but, you know, I'm not going to go into a hospital and...
But even there, like, okay, if your thing is like, hey, I want to be around patients who are undergoing brain surgery, like, go in and be a volunteer. Like, you know, start there. If that's, look at what your real goal is.
Yep.
And if it is to be around patients who are undergoing brain surgery, then you don't have to be a brain surgeon to do that, you know, or if,
right.
Or if, you know, I actually had a family member asking me the other day about, why is it that I can feel a lot of emotion and intention around these goals that I'm trying to manifest and bring into my life, but I really don't feel anything around the money goal? You know, I want to earn $1 million. I want to be a $1 million earner. And I'm like, because that goal isn't what you really want. Like, who cares about earning $1 million if you're not having the freedom to see your grandchildren, if you're not having the freedom to travel to Europe? Like, those things that get you really excited, those are the things that the $1 million is going to bring you. Let's manifest more of that, you know, and that's a long way from not being a master when you send out your emails. And the other piece of, and we could circle back around, but the other piece of the generating content part is I want people to know that, yes, somebody out there has already said it. Like, full stop.
Yes.
Someone has said what you're about to say, period. Yes. Get over that. Move past it. Because someone has not said it in exactly the way that you are saying it. Someone has not said it with your energy, with your uniqueness, with your vibration, with your way of saying it, you know. I would say I'm probably very candid and very blunt, and that is maybe different who's somebody who's a little bit softer and, you know, more wishy-washy or squishy or whatever. And that's totally cool, you know, because different people are going to align with those messages and just get out there and say it in your fashion. You know, nobody's looking for, again, nobody's looking for like this amazing, original, life-changing piece of content. And when you're trying to write those, they don't happen. And instead, it's the thing that you just kind of tossed off the cuff that somebody responds to and like, wow, that really, you know, that really made my day, or that really shifted my alignment today. And you're like, wow, okay, you know, I wasn't even invested in that one. So I think it's just taking those two mantras into consideration and freeing yourself when you're sitting in front of that computer screen, or when you're working with your social media manager on what should I post, you know, just talk from your heart. Like you said, Anna, just be you. What's coming up for you? What's important to you? What's important to your clients? If you had a message you wanted to put on a billboard right now, what would it be? You know, what would you tell the world and shake them up? And what's pressing?
Yeah.
It's
what, how can I be? I have a client who, she knows her ideal client so well. And I love working with her and helping her write her emails and helping her create her ex. She does, she has an online store, but she also does offline events to promote. And so I do, like we just did some posters and some flyers and, you know, things up, you know, so she can put them up at her booth and, you know, just so making it all pretty and such, you know. So, but she knows her ideal client so well that she can talk to me. She almost gives me an outline. And then I roll with it. But we've tapped in, like I've tapped into her energy so well that I'll write her emails and I'll send them to her for her to look at. And then she comes back and she's like, that's why I like working with you, because, you know, I embellish it, I add the links, and, you know, and then, of course, I go in and make it pretty. And then she's like, exactly, because, and, you know, she'll generally tell me the subject line, and then she'll give me a rundown of what she wants them to know. And then I take it from there and I fill in all the stuff. But it is an authentic, you know, because we talk about working with someone else. You are, when you do hire someone, folks, you are going to have to sit down with them and put your energy into it still, because it has to come from you. And that's what we do. She, again, you know, she gives me the basics, and then I am so tapped in with her as a client that I can add the things that I add. And then I don't even send her a proof of the final, you know, we do both an HTML and a text, and we can explain that on a later show. But when we send those emails out, but you know, like the HTML, I make it up like it's a flyer, you know, so it goes out. And I think she, you know, when she gets it, because she, you know, I send it out. When she tells me to push the button, I push the button, and I don't even proof that. We've just gotten through where, you know, and I always get this little message that says, love it, absolutely perfect. And I'm like, yes. You know, I'm like, God, did I misspell something? You know, I'm like, going, my head's like, I don't want to look at this again, you know, because, I always want to add on to it, you know. But that's working with someone and getting to know. But when you know who that person is, who you really want to serve, it really is easy. It's an easy process. Because you almost have a lot of fun with it, and sometimes you're like, am I really supporting myself and having a good time? You know, that's the weird part. Like, yeah, really? And you're just laughing because you're like, this is great. I'm enjoying myself. I want more of this. And guess what? You'll start getting
more
it. You'll
fun.
Start seeing it.
Yeah.
And then appreciate more of that. You know, appreciate it. I mean, that's the one word, you know, live with an attitude of gratitude, whatever it is that it takes for you to turn whatever situation.
Yes.
Again, if you're, you know, at that starting point, you're like, I don't even know where to start. It's like, start writing down what you want your life to look like. And I know you're like, well, what does that have to do with business? It's like, it has everything to do with it, because it's about the joy. It's about the happiness. It's about the freedom. It's about opportunities. So when you say, I want to travel, or I want to live in this house, and maybe, I mean, yeah, those are materialistic things. And when we can see ourselves doing that from a place of happiness, not a place of, I don't have it, right? Because that's the lack mentality.
Right.
So really pay attention to how you want your life to be, and then how you want to be, and how, you know, what, like, we're talking, we're having this conversation, and I feel this is benefiting me. I'm listening to you, and it's like, yeah, you know, it's like, I get it. Like, sometimes we'll talk, or we can write for ourselves, because sometimes ourselves can be our ideal client, right? It's like, I'm talking to you.
Totally.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I was
really
thinking that when you were talking.
Life.
Yeah. I think a lot of times we are our ideal clients. So, especially in the service based stuff, we can really tune into who is she?
Mm-hmm.
What does she want? Or who were we, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, or 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, I know what she needs because I was there and I know what I was struggling with. And, you know, and I, frankly, I know what I'm still struggling with. I know your struggles mm-hmm. because should I go through those things and I still work on them and still move to that higher level and say, this is the, like you were saying, this is the life I'm creating now. And I would just add to that, I love visioning. I love scripting. I love affirmations. However, you have to really tune into the subconscious stuff that's running behind it when you do those things and you're telling yourself, yes, but, you know, I can't have this because I'm not a hard enough worker. I can't have this because, you know, I had this horrible family background or I had this trauma in my life or I had, you know, I have an unsupportive spouse or I don't have a spouse or my kids are, you know, my kids need me right now. Or there's something running in the background. And if you are not where you want to be, I know for a fact that there is something running in the background that says, I can't have this because. And it's really important to tune into those. And I do that through journaling, and you can do it, you know, you could do it a bunch of ways, but I think journaling really captures them the best because when you're just thinking those affirmations out loud or when you're, you know, when you're telling somebody how you want your life to look, you sometimes can't even hear the, yeah, but you can't have that. You know, that's not for you. That's for other people, or only rich people can have that, or only, you know, this kind of person can have that. You know, for me, I always use the example of this mythical coach who has like perfect gel nails and like perfect straight hair. And she's this uber confident person, right? And she's the person who's allowed to have, who's allowed to meet the goals that I want to meet. You know, that's who kind of pops in my head when I think of like, oh, well, she can have those things, you know, but I can't for these reasons, right? And so, yes, vision, script, nail down where you want to be, what you want to be doing, who you want to be talking with, what you want that world to look like, but tune into why you think you can't have it and work on each one of those, you know, each one of those fears. Find a way of tuning into that energy of the fear and then releasing it. You know, tapping or just kind of sending energy there or, but I think it always starts with the acknowledging of that fear, acknowledging of that doubt, acknowledging it and saying, I hear you. I hear that you're saying this, you know, because our fears are real and they're valid and they're there to keep us safe and protected. So we have to see them as, hey, I see that you're helping me. I see that you're protecting me. And now you're allowed to go. Now I can release you.
Well, I think when we do that, we do, you know, we really tell ourselves that it's okay to let it go. And I think, when, you know, again, we didn't even delve into the subconscious mind, but when you understand it, you're really reprogramming yourself. And it takes more than just once, a conversation once to do that. It's very important to understand. I want to say too, Erin, like, you know, meeting you and how you did your little event, it was just, I love that, you know, connecting with our energy, connecting with our inner selves. And I think it was so powerful to do that. And a lot of people don't understand the power behind that. And I think once we can keep reminding them that, that's, I think, is the most important piece, because once we get that, you know, once you get that, you could do anything, right? You can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're up winding it down
time.
A little bit. I want to give your website. If you will visit www.erinnewman, and that's erinnewman.com, and check out Erin's website, and you can actually, you've got a download on there, 3-step plan to building your email list. And she's got, you do a lot of other stuff. So connect with
connect with her on Facebook, I know for sure, and then and soon on Instagram.
I'm on there. I'm on there, yes.
You're on now? Okay, good.
I am on there now.
I've been slacking off. I had one for my print studio, and then I've got one for the radio station, and I was talking to my cousin the other day, and she's like, well, I do, because she has a company called Georgia Wine Tours, and she does her own personal one in Georgia. She's constantly taking pictures and constantly posting on Instagram. And I'm like, all right, I need to sit down and have a little lesson on how you multitask like that, because it's definitely, I like it because it's in the moment, and I'm sure I don't use it the way I should use it. So it's all good, though. I'm like, yeah, it gets out there. It's doing something, so it's all good.
I think the biggest thing about marketing is however you choose to do it, you know, and that again comes back to what aligns with you, but like you have to speak about what you do, you know, and that is every time, and marketing doesn't have to be like, you know, these big networking events, like just the regular things that you go to, the kids' soccer game, the cocktail thing with a spouse or whatever, like that is your chance to say, mm-hmm. this is what I do. Like so many times we mm-hmm. hide all that, like, oh, it's just this little thing, you know. No, mm-hmm. you're changing lives. You know, if you're listening to me and Anna, you're probably out there with a mission, and
mm-hmm.
you need to tell people about that. Tell people about your mission. Tell people what you're doing. Tell people how you are serving. And that's marketing. I mean, like, that's
mm-hmm.
it, you know?
Because even if they are not going to, you know, connect with you, they might know someone. They might know who your ideal client is and then pass information on. You never know. You know, I always say source works, you know, or God or universe works in mysterious ways. And that's, you know, that's a saying, that's an ancient saying, but at the same time, when you really know that, that's the truth. You're like, wow. Because sometimes
when you see it popping up.
And you don't know why. Like, why am I even showing up at this thing? And then you walk in and you meet this person that either connects with you or introduces you. And you're like, look at the domino effect. Look at how things had to happen for you to get where you are right now. That's one of my big things for people, because as much contrast as we have in our lives, that contrast is to help us move, expand, and grow. And when we realize that we are on this journey, and it really is about the journey. I mean, it's, you know, we all want to reach, you know, I want to reach this goal, but realize that when you reach this goal, this destination, guess what? You're off on another one. You're never satisfied.
Right.
Like, I've got the ideal company. I've got the ideal job. I've got the ideal whatever. And at some point you're standing at the water cooler or you're hanging out in, you know, somewhere, and you're going, is this it? Like you said, you were asking, is this it? Is this really all we do? There's more. There's more in life.
There's always more. There's always more. More expansion, more abundance, more just of us.
Yeah.
I think it's just always more stepping into who you really, really are and letting that come out, you know, letting that come into the world without any of the stuff we grew up with around it, of who we're supposed to be
mm-hmm.
and how we're supposed to
mm-hmm.
show up in the world. And I have to do this job because my parents did it and everyone told me this was the way, you know. So, yeah. Break free.
Choose for yourself. Anyway, I've enjoyed this conversation.
Me too.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Anna.
So we'll have to plan our next one and get it out there. So, again, if you would like to check out, I say do check out what Erin's got going on. It's www.erinnewman.com. It's also, if you're listening in, you can hit the show notes. There's a link to her website. Like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio. And Erin, I'm sure you're just, I would say Google you.
Google me. And the three-step plan for building your email list is really directed at heart-centered entrepreneurs and spiritual entrepreneurs, because it's really, you know, like we were talking about here, tuning into that authentic you and listening into what do I want to bring forth and call forth and show to people. So it has some spiritual components to it, like everything I do. So, yeah, check it out.
Well, you are greatly appreciated.
You are too,
Anna. Thank you, dear. So thanks again, everyone, for listening in. Remember that life is your journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. Erin, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Anna.